Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Through the entire month of September, only 3 days left. Welcome, my friends, the 27th day of September 2005. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours, defending liberty, resisting tyranny, engaging in what I call real talk radio. Real issues of real significance that actually affect you and your family. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. He's gotten a lot of attention. He's Scott Stevens, the meteorologist who worked at for the last 9 years at a TV station up in Idaho, talking about evidence of weather manipulation, weather modification. And I agree with Mr. Stevens that this is going on. I mean, we have Congress admitting it. We have bills introduced discussing it. We have defense secretaries talking about it. We have the Russians that you can hire to come clear your skies. But I do disagree with him on who is behind it. He believes that the Japanese mafia has leased it from the Ruskies. And, of course, that all comes from Colonel Bearden's info, and I want to get Colonel Bearden on here in the near future to find out where he's getting this information. But it doesn't fit in with the intel and the information I have. So, Scott Stevens joining us in 28 minutes. And then in the second hour, Aaron Zellman of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the founder and chairman, will be joining us to go over some of the nightmare activities concerning gun confiscation and BATF frame-ups of gun owners all over the United States. All of this going on before, during, and now after the vicious gun grabbing that went on under federal control in New Orleans and surrounding parishes. He also has a national organization, Citizens Against Police States, that does a lot of great work, and we'll talk about the end of Posse Comitatus and how Bush has crossed the Rubicon, literally bringing his troops into Rome. So that's coming up in the next hour, and we're going to have wide-open phones throughout the day. In fact, we'll take calls even before Mr. Stevens joins us. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Judge rejects lawmaker's immunity claim on DUI charge. Now, the story isn't that this guy said he had immunity. The story is that they think they really have this, and that so many times this claim works for them, and so he tried it in court. This guy is caught careening around so drunk he could hardly walk. The police take him into jail, a danger to himself and society, and rightfully so. I mean, if you're careening about totally drunk, you should go to jail. And he got up there and said, look, I'm a lawmaker. I'm above the law. And that judge said, what planet are you from? Well, if you listen to Alberto Gonzalez, the chief lawyer for Bush and now attorney general, Bush is above the law. It's totally asinine. It's as phony as a $3 bill. But some people are buying it. The Pentagon is buying it, going, yes, sir, we follow orders. Yes, sir, we'll take their guns, sir. Yes, sir, you're God. You're our emperor. Caesar literally is saying, will you go into Rome? Will you take it over for me? They're going, yes, Lord Caesar, we will do as thou wilt, O God Emperor, Supreme Maker, Lawgiver, Messianic Lord and Savior. King George II, Royal Imperium, 43 in the line of Eld, we salute thee, Grand Supreme Cyclopsian Overlord. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Scott Stevens of Weather Wars, the meteorologist, joining us coming up here in about 22 minutes. Then we have the head of JPFO, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, joining us in the second hour to catalog all the attacks on the Second Amendment that are legion, that are being prosecuted against the free people, the good people of this nation, by the criminal police military forces controlled by the private global corporate interests that have now seized control completely of the federal government and most state and local governments. As we continue, as your wartime broadcasters, to give you the latest developments inside the New World Order. All right, we have a detailed report, part one, put out by Steve Watson about the Indepasse Comitatus. They're really striking now. They're really pushing right now, forging this abomination in the pits of Congress, in the furnaces of Congress, this implement, this battering ram to smash through our liberties and freedoms. And at the same time, there's an article here that illustrates the arrogance of power, the ascendancy of tyranny, just the out-of-control behavior. Judge rejects lawmaker's immunity claim on DUI charge. This is out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It's up on InfoWars.com right now. Representative David Graves, Republican of Macon, Georgia, tried to use an obscure provision in the state constitution to argue that he should not be prosecuted for a DUI he received in Vinnings in February during a 2005 session of the General Assembly. The centuries-old provision holds that a lawmaker cannot be arrested during sessions of the General Assembly, legislative committee meetings, or while they're in transit, except in cases of treason, felony, or breach of the peace. Such provisions were generally written to protect lawmakers from political incrimination and intimidation. Yes, in fact, we looked the law up. It's back before the state was even a state, back when it was a colony during transition, because of harassment and Tories running about in different counties, that was enacted. And so this guy tried to use that. But we saw a case, what, 3.5 years ago up in Milwaukee, where a member of the city council was being investigated for corruption and was about to be removed. And so she just got up in session and said, well, we talked about martial law. You know, we've done the drills with the feds before, and they were actually, it was in the newspaper, they were going, shut up, you're not supposed to talk about that. Well, we could just have people arrested that are investigating me. We could just take over. It was actually in the paper, her quote. She said it was on television, you know, on the local cable system. We could just take over and run things forever. Just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. These people, you know, they just think it's normal. I mean, they're not like old-fashioned tyrants who crept around doing it knowing they were bad. A lot of these people think, well, I'm God. I mean, I've got a uniform. I've got a hat. I've got a fancy insignia. I can do whatever I want. And so this individual, now being brought to trial, you know, after they're in session, they're not in session now, today Cobb State Court Judge Irma B. Glover denies Graves' request to use the legislative immunity defense. Graves' attorney, William C. Bubbahead, folks, I'm not kidding, that's his name, is likely to appeal. Graves, chairman of the House Committee overseeing laws governing the alcohol industry, has said that on February 15th, he and other committee chairmen went from the Capitol to a dinner meeting where they conferred about the status of legislation and plans for the next legislative day. His lawyer argues that Graves should have been granted immunity from arrest because he was leaving and gathering that was tantamount to a committee meeting, according to legal findings. Well, Gary Jones, the assistant solicitor in Cobb State Court assigned to prosecute the case, said his office is fighting the contention. Just because you're having dinner with other politicians doesn't make it a committee meeting, Jones said. They could be at a casino doing the same thing, and he could allege it was a committee meeting even though they're gambling. Only in the case there was drinking, which is to me another indication it was not a committee meeting. Well, I'm going to stop right there. I mean, I live here in Austin most of my life. Let me tell you, here most restaurants are also bars. In fact, almost all restaurants have a bar. And, I mean, if you're eating downtown during the session, especially at some of the better restaurants, there's going to be a group of legislators stumbling around so drunk they can hardly walk. And I've always commented, why don't the Austin police go in there and arrest them for public intoxication? I mean, they arrested Jeb Bush's youngest son. And I'm no defender of Jeb Bush or Marvin Bush or George W. Bush or, you know, any of these people. They all have criminal records for cocaine or alcohol or DUIs or robbery. I mean, just type it in, Bush crime history. You know, going back to Prescott and the Nazis, being grabbed by the feds. But, I mean, I've got to defend Jeb's youngest son. He was in downtown Austin at a bar, and they came into the bar and started randomly arresting people, and they were arresting a young lady he was with, saying, well, we were watching you. You've had 4 drinks. And he went over and said, hey, what's the problem? And just talked to them. And so they arrested him, they arrested the Bushy, and again, Jeb's youngest son, I forget his first name, it's Jeb, actually, and they grabbed him, and then they said that he leaned into them, and so they're charging him with resisting, and he's facing 10 years in jail. Now again, folks, I don't think Rush Limbaugh should go to prison for taking 100 OxyContin heroin pills a day. It's synthetic heroin, time-released heroin, folks, is what it is. The molecule is identical. Time-released heroin. Now, that ball of socialism and big government and that ball of communism that ball of CFR globalism who's meant to neutralize conservatives and fool you into thinking everything's okay when it's not, that Trojan horse, that wolf in sheep's clothing, that Benedict Arnold, that traitor, that camouflage enemy salvo, whatever you want to call him, shouldn't go to prison. But I'll tell you this, and they shouldn't use the Patriot Act to get his medical records, which the Associated Press and World Net Daily reported they did use. But I'll tell you this, I'll tell you he's a disgusting hypocrite, because I've heard that punk many times go, oh, these young kids get caught with drugs. I love the no tolerance policy. Good, I'd like mandatory sentencing, 15 years in prison. First time they're caught with cocaine. First time they're caught with heroin. I've heard him defend it, and so have you. And then that piece of filth sits there, that guy that sits up there and tells you the free trade area of the Americas is good, and there's no gun control, and there's no global government, and Bush didn't sign on to UNESCO, and Bush is a conservative, and everything's okay, and don't worry. That guy was gobbling enough Oxycontin to kill, the news reported, doctors reported, 100 Oxycontin of the strength he was taking. 15 of those would kill a horse. So 15 into 100, we're talking 5, 6, 7 horses that could be killed by the amount he was taking, folks. That is total drug addict, massive tolerance. His liver would probably bounce like a basketball off the ground. Now, I don't want to spend all day on this, but the point is that Rush Limbaugh is immune to the laws he pushes to be passed. And this state rep thought he was immune, the chairman of the committee over alcohol control, and I guarantee you he passed laws to put young people in jail. Let me tell you something. I have friends. I have a friend who's a bartender at a very old, successful bar here in Austin. It's the Deep Eddy Cabaret. And the local state police goon squad, the Texas Department of Alcohol, whatever they're called, they came in and they sat there and they watched people have a couple drinks, and then they just cleared the bar out and basically arrested half the people, including the bartender. And the place doesn't even serve hard liquor, folks. They serve beer. And they went in there and they took everybody out of there. It's a 53-year-old establishment. And they were all over Austin that night just randomly grabbing people. And a few nights before, you got the Bushy. I mean, folks, they go into bars. Listen, this was in the Washington Times a couple years ago, and it even mentioned that Austin and D.C. are the two big cities that do this. It's spreading to others. They will go in to the restaurants, the sports bars, where they got the video games and they got the food and they got there'll be a bar. I mean, every restaurant in town basically has this. And they will go into sports bars, and you're in there eating baby back ribs, and you're not even drinking. And they will just load up paddy wagons full of people. Again, this is total police state in your face. And then if you lean into them or you smart mouth them, these cops think it's okay to try to put you in prison for 10 years because you, quote, leaned on them. It's like Abby Newman. We got video of her not resisting. They shove her up against a car. She doesn't resist. All she said was, I'm not getting out of the car, and then they drug her out. She didn't resist, and they charged her with resisting. Then they threw the book at her, even though they had their own squad car video. Now, the jury saw it and said, not guilty. That's in Road to Tyranny. But still, they tried to put that woman in jail for over a decade in Virginia for nothing, because she didn't lick. Again, that mentality ought to scare every single one of you. All right, we'll come back and talk to David and others that are patient, Chuck, and others that are patiently holding. And I've got so much news today. There is so much of it. But the point is that every action is now being made criminal. Things that were never criminal are now being made criminal. And the neocons are saying we shouldn't pray for the prisoners in jail. We should make them work. Oh, yeah, for 20 cents an hour competing with you. Competing with our jobs. And they go, they ought to put them in work camps. I'm hearing a lot of that now. See, 1 inch away, you lean into the cops, 10 years in a work camp. Soviet Union. We're almost there.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Use topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
All right, David, Sikander, Chuck, Lewis, Russell, everybody, I'm going to get to you. But looking at this article out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, this committee chairman has two DWIs. He ran a red light and got caught by police, and then he also got caught at a police checkpoint totally drunk, allegedly. And, of course, he's the chairman of the committee that passed laws to take federal funds to set up checkpoints. It's just like the Bushes have helped set up the police state, and all of their children, all of them, have been caught up in it. Whether it's with fake prescriptions or dealing drugs or selling drugs or stumbling around drunk. So none of them are even immune from their own system. Though they'd like to be. Don't you know who I am? I'm God. Of course, I got to advise the police. If you pull a Bush over and they're doing something illegal, believe me, it's very unhealthy to take them into jail. Very bad things. We've been tracking this. Happen to people that do anything to their minions. So, but you got to commend these police. They still take them to jail, even though they do shoot their mouths off. Do you know who I am? Let's go ahead and, yes, we know you are the son of a rattlesnake. Let's go ahead. David in Kansas. Go ahead, David.
How you doing, Alex? Great
Good.
Show.
Welcome.
I know how you keep your head from exploding doing the job that you do. I just had I want to tell a quick story and then ask you a specific question. We talk a lot about martial law, and I don't think people realize that the government doesn't need Walmart or Starbucks or any other facets of the service economy in order to control the country with this military-industrial complex. And I just want to tell a story about my when I was recruited into the military, I just did a four-year stint. It was preventive medicine and radiation protection. He told me, as kind of a job security sales pitch, you know, the government, you know, the military doesn't need a, doesn't, we have our own water, we have our own fuel, we basically have our own economy. And he was kind of shooting off to me as a sales pitch for why it was a great thing to be in the Army. And goes into my question about how we have been dismantling the civil defense in this country while, you know, the Russian and the Chinese have it on the forefront of their domestic policy. And, people always use a defense. Well, the government needs GM. We never let GM fail. We never let Walmart fail. But I don't think the people realize that the government doesn't need all that in order to carry out this police state, this martial law.
Well, look, the private interests that own Walmart are the same private interests. It's all interlocking. That own the big drug companies, that own Lockheed Martin, you know, that own Microsoft.
Right.
And they would much rather just have a tyrannical government that can come take property and take companies. And then you'll still have those companies. It'll just be more of an oligopoly or a type of syndicate or cartel where different regions of the economy are under different monopolies.
Right.
Or a kind of ring of monopolies known as an oligopoly. And it's simply command and control or feudalism, and it creates massive poverty. It destroys the middle class, but that's what plutocracies, that's what elites have always sought to construct, to cement their power and expand their power.
Right.
And that's what we're witnessing right now. And so in this command and control economy, Lockheed Martin will maintain and run the local Merc teams in your city. They will control the local camera grid. They will maintain down from the janitors to the IT specialists, the people in the local FEMA bunkers. This is already happening. You know, they will own it and run it all. They will own the private prisons that your 18-year-old daughter who got caught with marijuana is in. They will run it all.
Well, my basic question is, how do we deal with the psychological barrier to being prepared and being self-sufficient? I mean, these days, if you say, you know, I think we should have a year's supply of food, or if you're telling your family that, you're kind of marginalized and seen as a kook, whereas in the, you know, just 100 years ago, this was standard procedure, and it's still standard procedure in a lot of other countries.
Well, you're right. China and Russia and many others are telling people to can food, get prepared. They're training young people with machine guns. But that's to oppress their own population. Here, it's just, no, if you know how to change a tire, you're with Al-Qaeda.
Or bake some bread or whatever.
If you know how to wipe your own nose, if you know how to have a garden, don't trust your neighbor. Don't just, do not have potassium iodate. Don't filter your water. That's crazy. But you know what? People aren't buying that. People are starting to get self-sufficient. And I think things like Katrina are a wake-up call.
All right, that's all I had. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Thank you. Yeah, a great call. And we're only going to have Scott Stevens on for about 30 minutes. Then we'll take your calls. Then we'll get Aaron Zellman on. So, Sikander, which I've been told is Aramaic or Arab for Alexander, and then Chuck, and then Lewis, Russell, and many others. Don't forget the website, so much vital news, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll also tell you about Bush. He's floating Alberto Gonzalez again for the Supreme Court. Look out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
There is a literal mind control thought crime bill making its way through the Senate right now. We'll try to give you an update later on that with Pastor Ted Pike. We've got Scott Stevens from WeatherWars.info coming on. I was just talking to him during the break. He thinks the evidence shows that this newest wave of hurricanes looks like our government or somebody here closer to home is involved, and not what Colonel Bearden's been saying about the Japanese mafia. And I say the evidence points more towards what Mr. Stevens is now saying. Mr. Stevens obviously has gotten massive attention. Associated Press, USA Today. I heard Glenn Beck laughing about it driving in to the studio today. Just massive attention, and they're all going, what evidence is there? Where's evidence that this exists? Well, there's a ton of evidence that weather modification is real. In fact, it's admitted. The question is, are we seeing weather modification? So we'll talk to Scott Stevens here in just a few minutes. Folks, don't forget that gun confiscation did take place in New Orleans and surrounding areas of Louisiana, and that the BATF is actively engaging in gun confiscation around the country right now, and that it's more important than ever that you go to InfoWars.com in our video and bookstore, and that you get Innocence Betrayed, the great Second Amendment video, Innocence Betrayed, made by Juice Preservation of Firearms Ownership. I mean, it's Discovery Channel quality, and it's very well documented, and it comes with 3 free color Grandpa Jack booklets
that are great for adults and children about how gun control is racist, how it's what Hitler was pushing, how when you are disarmed, you are enslaved, and in many cases exterminated. Great video on DVD and VHS, Get Innocence Betrayed, and show it to people in your area. Also, George Humphrey's incredible 9/11 film, 9/11 The Great Illusion, and the documentary film just does an amazing job exposing government involvement in 9/11 to bring in the New World Order, and it comes with a free 90-plus page color booklet, Innocence Betrayed booklet, going over all the evidence that is in the film. Amazing little primer there for anybody out there that wants to wake up. We have my classic 9/11 film, almost 3 hours long, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. And again, 3 minutes of the film is FEMA in Kansas City saying that all Christians are terrorists and the Founding Fathers are terrorists. And we have all their training manuals where they say homeschoolers are terrorists. A very important film. Again, that's 3 minutes of the almost three-hour film. There's my new film, the miniseries, Martial Law. It is 3 hours long, covers the latest police state developments, the latest 9/11 information, and then it spends an hour on the occult Nazi connections of the current leadership in the White House and what their master plan is. So do not procrastinate. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And look at all the different specials we're offering. Be sure and order my videos or the other videos and books we carry. And please get them out to your friends and family now. In fact, you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes of my videos to spread the word. It is such a powerful tool if you'll take action. The toll-free number to order the videos, and they can also answer all your questions, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or PrisonPlanet.tv, where all my documentary films are posted, all my best audio interviews from the radio show, my weekly TV show, my weekly TV reports, special video reports that aren't on TV or aren't in my films. It's all there, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your purchase, your membership, makes this broadcast possible. All right, without further ado, I really appreciate him and his busy schedule coming on, Scott Stevens, and of course, he just quit his job after 9 years at KPVI, News 6 in Pocatello, Idaho, beautiful area, I've been there, and Scott is going to be exposing this weather modification and weather manipulation, and he thinks the latest info points towards elements here in our hemisphere and our own government being involved. And Scott, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Good to be here. Glad to be with you this afternoon.
You bet. Just in a nutshell, for those that have been hiding under a rock and don't know who you are, tell us how you woke up, why you've now quit your job, and where things are going from here.
Boy, who knows where things are going, but we're on this path of discovery, and it's not a personal discovery. It's a discovery of people realizing that this technology is clear and present. It's something that just kind of all clicked for me after exploring some of these fringe concepts and not being satisfied with what other people were talking about with chemtrails or scalar clouds. I just didn't like the terminology, but there was one day last June, a little more than a year ago, where I saw clouds on a satellite imagery that just sickened me. They weren't right. There were clouds lined up, straight lines, cut right through them, crossing multiple mountain ranges. That can't happen. And that's when I realized that this project was indeed global and ongoing. It wasn't just confined to the hurricanes, confined to the snow and ice storms, but had its grip extended probably planet-wide. And that was a disturbing moment for me. And I think from that was the eventual knowingness that I had to tell people. I had to tell people why we as weathermen couldn't get a bloody forecast right. That it wasn't our fault. There was something else to play in the sky.
Scott, let's talk for a second about chemtrails. I mean, I remember 6, 7, 8 years ago, I could be out in the garden in the backyard all day on a Saturday, and trails didn't stay in the sky for more than 2 minutes, and they formed at, 10, 20, 30,000 feet.
Yeah.
Now, middle of the summer, 4,000 feet,
these unmarked jets fly over right next to jets that aren't leaving trails, and it's there 4 hours later.
Yeah.
Scott, do ice crystals do that?
Ice crystals can do that, but they shouldn't, at least not for the length of time that we're seeing them. They're certainly laced with something else, which gives them their longevity, and that's the difference between the con and the chemtrail. And the question I get asked most often is, how do you tell the difference? And that takes a little bit of training. You've got to notice the sky. You're not going to know for the first time which is which. And also, out here, we get no north-south commercial traffic. I mean, Salt Lake to Vancouver, Salt Lake to Alberta, Canada, in pairs, planes flying up side by side? No. And so that was one of the other things, is look for planes outside of the typical airways. But I wasn't a chemtrail believer for quite some time. And it was last August when I saw a 747 painted all white, lumbering low across the city, doing just a slow little arc. And the thing should have crashed. It was smoking that badly. And that's when I became a firm believer that something was going on.
Now, obviously, there's a lot of kooks, though, that then discredit chemtrails because they think every condensation trail is an evil chemtrail being sprayed on them. And,
yeah.
and obviously, most of it is not chemtrails.
The visible ones, GE and Pratt & Whitney and Rolls-Royce make very, very efficient engines. Very efficient engines. And their goal has been to reduce the pollution that comes out of them. And these are so contrary. Most commercial planes will pass over without leaving any kind of trail. They're just that good. And so to see numerous types of contrail, all of similar length, or even a change in color, they'll be brown, they'll be pink, they'll be brilliant white and blue white. So there's different agendas with each different kind of chemtrail.
Well, here's an example. You watch films, say, you know, shot of the London or Dallas or L.A. skyline in the 80s. Even into the mid-90s, you never see trails.
You can't miss them now.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, there's no commercials, no movies, no nothing where there aren't giant trails everywhere.
And that's how prevalent they've become. And there are probably multiple agendas as to why they're there. That and reparations of the ozone and others are a possibility. But my research and in viewing hours and hours of time-lapse video is that they fly with certain mixtures through and around these scalar imprints, these EM imprints in the skies, to measure how the atmosphere is being altered by this EM technology.
I've also heard some scientists say that when they spray out these different oxides, that it somehow resonates and energizes the fields, or do you think it's just for measuring?
No, I think that's a possibility, and it gives certain levels or certain portions of the atmosphere some adhesion of this electric grid to the plasma, to the gas.
So that's the seeding in conjunction with the ionizing?
Exactly. It's a complex program, and I know they would love to have mixtures that are transparent, so we can't see it happening.
Well, let me bring this up to you. People are running around all over talk radio, all over the news, going, what evidence? Of course, you've heard this a million times. Others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon the nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts. Now, that was Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 in a Defense Department briefing. Here's another one. Weather Modification Research and Technology Act of 05, introduced by K. Bailey Hutchinson, S-517. It admits we can control the weather and says we want to officially, you know, have a department that does this. We have the Russians you can hire to clear the skies for your parade.
Yeah.
But then still, it's like the general public is not aware of this, and it's being laughed at. It's like laughing at the world being around.
And so what we say is you can't lead. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And then there's always going to be that divisiveness within society until it is acknowledged by the powers that be that this is a possibility. And until then, they will lie and lie and lie. And there's also a lot of scientists who are protecting their turf, their understanding of how this system operates. And that's going to go on as well within the professional community, is they have a vested interest in keeping things the way they are. It's irrelevant whether it's the truth or not. They just want it to stay the way it is. And that's not possible any longer. It just isn't possible. Because the weather, the modification of weather, is having such a profound effect on society, as we have seen along the Gulf Coast. And the coming energy crisis that this nation will face. I mean, there will be grand restrictions in movement as we move into this winter season.
And well, I hope you're wrong, but, I mean, already Georgia canceled much of its school week. Kentucky canceled some days. It's causing major problems. And then Bush turns loose some of their strategic petroleum reserve, but then gives it to oil companies for a dollar and then lets them charge us $3.
And they still have to refine it, which is the problem, is that we don't have the refineries. And then who makes out like a bandit? The Middle Eastern oil. Because the local guys are certainly hurt by having all of this product shut in, whereas the Middle East could continue to pump and sell, and then we have to buy that with our trade balance dollars.
Well, Scott, I was talking to you during the break, and you've just been objectively looking at this for years and years researching. You said that the way these storms behaved and what happened with our government with Katrina now and to some extent Rita makes you think that it's a domestic operation. That's a big development. Can you...
I think the president made a rather telling statement on Thursday in that he saw the role of the federal government in all of these disasters, that no one entity, no local entity, was sufficiently connected or had the resources to handle these kind of disasters. And so he sees the feds taking over law enforcement and all of these other responsibilities which have historically been local. And I think that's the power grab. And in their response to Katrina, which was simply treasonous, they have no right to ask for that responsibility with future disasters. They failed and failed miserably. Now, Rita was set up. I mean, they evacuated Houston as a grand experiment to see if they could move that many people out. And it was two cities, one wealthy and one poor. And they had very different results on either with both exercises. So,
you're right. I mean, we know that FEMA cut communications lines for police, sabotaged, actively made things as bad as they could until three parishes had to post armed guards. Then they tried to confiscate guns. So clearly people say that's a screw-up. Well, by screwing up, they then get more funding and control. They've done this by design, so we've caught them red-handed. So that makes perfect sense then that they have the motive and that. And then you looked at that storm, and as it was coming in, you said it was very unusual. Can you specifically talk about Katrina?
Oh, just the geometry within the eye. When we get to Category 4 and 5, the eye wall begins to deform into the energy structure, which is holding that storm together. You begin to get the geometry, the pentagrams, the stars within the eye, the unusual square thunderstorms developing on the edges of the storm, of these feeder bands. But all of the storms nowadays display this technology.
What about Rita going up to a Category 5 and almost becoming a 6?
And that was simply to scare the bejesus out of Houston, to get people to empty out, to see how or if we could evacuate on that larger scale. And then there was some counter-rippling on the eastern to southern side of Rita.
Yeah, what was that where Rita started forming another eye? I mean, even the meteorologists and people at the Hurricane Center are going, we've never seen them do this. I mean, you know, two of them coming out of the Atlantic. How did they know when it was still in the Atlantic that it was going to hit Houston? I mean, how do they know that they never knew this?
Well, and then FEMA, when they had surplus ice from Katrina, reordering that much ice again the week before Rita even had a name. So they knew they were going to need it at some point. The question is where and when. So there's a playbook. There's definitely a playbook when it comes to climate, whether it's set out to the day or with the week, or we'll simply take advantages of the climate system as they...
I know this. I mean, we know they have weather modification tools. I don't know how much they can control or what they can do. You're a meteorologist. You're saying they can create them, they can steer them, they can control them. I believe you. But I see the motive. I mean, I said years ago, they're going to use this weather modification to deluge coastal cities and push through a UN global Kyoto tax, which is what they're now doing, and just all the motives are there.
And as long as people leave accountability and responsibility for the weather at Mother Nature's doorsteps, then there isn't accountability for those who really caused it. And so it's a problem, reaction, solution all over again. All over again. And that's why it's so important that people research this topic. Do it individually, and just don't take my word for it. You've got to come to this knowingness on your own, and with that will come the conviction of sharing what you have learned with those around you.
Well, Scott, I had you on about 3 weeks ago, and I was not pessimistic, but I was a little bit apprehensive. you know, not because I don't think you're legitimate and I don't think your research is good. It's just that who wants to believe this? But I mean, now even seeing all the other meteorologists saying we've never seen storms do this, I mean, stuff is really weird. And we know they have the technology. And then meanwhile, the neocons are running around with their talking points saying, you know, none of this exists when I've got UN laws and congressional laws and secretaries of defense talking about it. I mean, this stuff is real.
It comes back to the government's credibility. I mean, they will try and try and try to keep it secret, but I'm also of the belief that there's a portion within the government that wants this out there. And that may have been the reason why the technology transfer aspect was included within Senate Bill 517, which goes into effect October 1st. So there is at least some mechanism to draw this technology from the military aspect of it and bring it out into the public light of day. So there can be some oversight, which is so desperately needed. I mean, you simply have to weep for the folks along the Gulf Coast for what they have gone through in Florida last year. It didn't have to happen.
We're talking to Scott Stevens, and he has just retired from his meteorology job there where he's been for 9 years at a major TV station, and now he is going to go full-time, I guess, fighting the New World Order. We know other modification is real, but a lot of old-timers out there just don't want to believe it. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Modification's been around for a long time, 60 years, good old-fashioned cloud seeding. It's Scott Stevens, a meteorologist, now really going public with weather modification and control, really making a big splash, exposing this stuff. Have you ever seen that Weather Channel program called Atmospheres, where they did the Weather Wars piece?
Oh, I have not. I have not. Well, it was on in the evening, and I usually work those evenings. So.
Well, I'll try to send you a copy. I've got one somewhere. But 3 or 4 years ago, or one of our listeners can, 3 or 4 years ago, they just came right out and showed our own government controlling the weather in Vietnam.
Wow, back in the 60s and 70s. But it happens. You know, it happens. And what the research that Bearden had done was that the U.S. was just grossly behind in this. But it doesn't appear to be the case now. It seems like we've attempted things electromagnetically or through the process of seeding, well, since Fidel Castro back in the early 60s when we wanted to crash his sugar crops and associated growings on the island. So there's always been weather used for nefarious purposes, and it's always kept secret so they can use it for those purposes as long as possible, just like the A-bomb. Incredibly secret until you couldn't miss that, you know, blinding flash of light. And it's the same with weather modification.
But this is even better because there's not the blinding flash of light.
No, there isn't. But one thing, your South Florida listeners, these plasma balls, these glowing balls of light in the sky, numerous emails about that happening.
Well, that's been all over mainstream television, weather. There's these big burning great balls of fire shooting around. What are those?
Those are registration tools. Their EM balls of energy is these scalar howitzers are aimed and tuned and registered for targeting. So it's like the red light of a laser sight on a rifle.
Or it's like a tracer?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's how they know they're pointing the thing at the right place. And when you see that happening, you know somebody is watching your area rather closely. So,
I actually did a Google search. You know, the last few really bad hurricanes, no matter where it is in that region, people are reporting seeing these fiery balls shooting, you know, in the direction of the hurricane.
And that's what's happening is this EM technology is registering on the next location for altering the atmosphere. And that's how they know that they're pointed at the right place, is that bright point of energy that then is traced and then the beam is focused and tuned properly. And then fired. So we're going to see a lot more of them.
Now, we know they've got HAARP up in Alaska, and we know that the company that originally designed it and sold it, if you go to their website, they actually brag that, oh, we can have weather modification for you. So, I mean, really, all of this is just so in-your-face public. I mean, how do we know then, Scott, when a hurricane is real or when it's man-made?
You would have to assume that it's man-made from this point onward. You really have to, because they don't want you to believe that, but that's truly where we are. The technology is that far along, and that was my big revelation. The epiphany last year was that it's on 24/7, 365.
So if they can control hurricanes, they can also stop hurricanes.
Sure, certainly, and that's where you know that they don't have your and I's best interest at heart. They just don't. And all of the chemtrails seen around the edges of these storms, as they continue to manipulate and discover how this atmosphere is being modulated and heated and cooled in advance of these storms. And that's what the chemtrails are there for, is to make these EM waves visible so that they can remotely surveil how the technology is altering the storm.
All right. Well, Mr. Stevens, I really appreciate you coming on with us, and I want to get you on for a full hour in the near future. Weatherwars.info, and now that you're going to have full time, the site's already excellent, but I'll imagine there'll be a lot more stuff going up there.
I can't wait to get back to work on it and take a little time away from all the emails and the shows so I can get some new material out there.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.
You betcha.
Take care. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with some of your calls, then Aaron Zellman.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.